You are listening to the Julie Parker Practice Success Podcast, where you discover management insights and strategies for your successful dental practice. There are also interviews with key people in the industry who have advice and services to help you and your team achieve great success. Welcome to this episode of the Julie Parker Practice Success Podcast. And in this episode, I've got my usual buddy, Amina Basile, of Dental Management Expertise here. Welcome, Amina.
Good morning, Julie. I'm happy that you called me usual and not unusual. Thanks for having me.
The unusual aspect of you is quite obvious to everybody. Now, this is going to be a monthly thing that we do now. I call you Meanie, so I keep defaulting to Meanie. This is going to be a monthly thing that we do because the club membership is now under the Dental Business Mastery banner, which I'm ridiculously excited about because Dental Business Mastery is you and me combined.
It's awesome, Julie. I'm really excited about it. I think that this opportunity for dental practices to participate in these lunch and learns are a convenient short snippet of stuff to get everybody's mind working around all sorts of different topics that take place in the dental practice. And I think it really, really helped with team engagement and all those sorts of things.
It does. I mean, you and I are so huge on the value of growth when you're putting a dental team together. If you've got all of these individuals that are very interested in seeking out opportunities for growth, your practice can achieve just about anything it wants. And the lunch and learns can play a lovely role in that. And for people that aren't aware of the club has been going on for about 3 years. It started during COVID when everyone was locked down and we had plenty of time to do team training, whether they were on site or not. And so now the club has got over 100 lunch and learn presentations. And the titles include everything that's not clinical within the dental practice setting. So team engagement, teamwork, leadership, reception operations, practice management skills, communication skills, all of the tools and techniques and strategies that you and I have learned over the years that can really help us do our job very, very well. And we've just recorded this month's Lunch and Learn, which was titled 52 Marketing Ideas for Your Practice, but it ended up being 51 because one was mentioned twice because it was so important.
Really awesome ideas were shared on how to drive patients to your practice or retain patients in your practice, nurture your current patient database, all those sorts of things, really important stuff. And I think, you know, in a situation like a dental practice where we are short for time, trying to work out how we're going to fit in team training, who we're going to get to do it, what way are we going to go about it, all those sorts of things, whereas you've just got this huge access to this big library of teachings and you can choose the topics that are relevant to you at the time. We're having really bad time with getting people into the practice. We'll watch this marketing episode. We'll, you know, the practice is a little bit quiet, or we're having a lot of trouble with broken appointments and cancellations. Let's pull up that episode and let's work on this week with our team. So, and it really is a no-brainer, very cheap.
Well, it's only $70 plus GST a month to become a member.
Yeah, so for under $20 a week, you can keep your team well-informed, stimulated, engaged, invaluable, really. No-brainer.
It is a no-brainer, and because of your involvement, we are now also launching for club members our monthly mastermind and mentoring sessions. These are going to be Zoom online sessions, the first Tuesday evening of every month, 7 p.m. Melbourne time and whatever that ends up being around the rest of Australia. But this is where you can get the inspiration absolutely from the Lunch and Learns. You can get the how-to from the Lunch and Learns. But we can further delve far deeper into each topic and into any challenge your practice is currently moving through, if you want different ideas, if you want resources, if you want us to help you nut through a particular problem. We're there for you, and not just you and me, Amina, but every other member that wants to be part of those mastermind and mentoring sessions as well. And so they go from 7 till whenever, depending on how long people want us to all participate in that for. And so it'll be a little bit on demand for how long each of those sessions are. But these are going to be powerful for practices because it's going to be a constant source of advice, guidance, and support from all of the other members as well.
So not only do you get this huge repertoire of learning material, you also get to be involved in these monthly Tuesday evening mastermind sessions with Julie and myself.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's a blessing in itself, isn't it, Julie?
That's the best bit. That's the best bit. And so just to reflect a little bit back on what we've just delivered in these 51 marketing ideas for dental practices, what's a couple that kind of stood out for you, Mandy, that can come straight back to your mind now?
Oh, I love the coffee card.
The coffee card. Yeah. The coffee card's fantastic. And as I mentioned in the Lunch and Learn, the coffee card idea is from a buddy of mine, a dental prosthetist, Arnie. He's brilliant, Arnie Jabor. And he had this terrific idea. And he told it to me years ago, but I keep promoting it because it is such a great idea. So if you are in an area which is close to a train station where a lot of people are commuting off to work every morning and coming home every evening, then go to the most local cafe to that train station, pay for the first 50 coffees, the first 20 coffees, whatever you want, to that cafe owner and give them the same number of little cards. So when that person goes to pay for a coffee, so you don't advertise there's free coffees here, just when they go to pay for the coffee, the barista says, no, no, you don't have to pay for this coffee. The local dental practice is paying for the coffee for you. Here's their card. And on the card, it's got this coffee's on us. If you ever need a dental surgery, these are a few of our services, or this is how much we love making your experience so positive. And they've then got the time to actually sit in the train with their coffee that they didn't have to pay for. They're feeling so good already, so early in the morning, and they've got the time and the inclination to actually read the card and all of your details on it. It's a beautiful idea, and it really helps to cross promote and make that cafe more successful too.
Yeah, I think the coffee card I loved, and as a newer idea. And one of the foundational important ones for me is the comprehensive exam, allowing enough time with the patient for a really comprehensive exam, being able to build rapport, being able to explain everything to them, being able to present to them different treatment options and all that sort of thing is really, really important.
It's one of the fastest ways to improve your treatment plan acceptance rate, isn't it? Just to have appropriate discussion around all the elements the patient needs to hear so they're right on board with what's going on.
And also being able to show them, you know, with photos and radiographs and all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Time to use all your tools.
All your tools. One of the ones that always stands out to me is the incorporation of the GP in the education around the need for oral health conditions to be maintained at a certain level so they don't aggravate existing conditions such as diabetes, stroke, heart. And it's always surprised me that even though there is a lot of evidence showing the systemic oral link in health and these particular conditions, that dental practices aren't flooded with referrals of patients from the GP saying, I've just been diagnosed with diabetes and my GP said I must get my teeth attended to.
You know, Julie, I hate to kind of admit it, but in my experience over the years, everybody I speak to, dentists I'm talking about, that approach GPs and try to go down this avenue are never very successful. You know, they don't get a lot of engagement. And I would think, particularly after the last couple of years, that one of the first things to prevent serious respiratory virus would be to get rid of the bugs out of your mouth and to keep a clean mouth. So I think we've got heaps of things to work with. One of the strategies I have found to be helpful in the past is that the dental practice, or the practice owner, principal dentist, he just took it upon himself to start writing a report to the patient's GP. And that was the best way to engage them, because you can go and meet them. We can talk to them about all this. Yeah. But it's not high on their priority list. And me coming from a family of GPs, I know that. Perhaps they are a little bit more because they've been nagged by me. But I think writing to the, it is another few minutes of your time But engaging the GPs that way is a really good way of saying, you know, I've got Mrs. Jones here. I understand she has high blood pressure, diabetes, blah, 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 and she's going to have some cardiac surgery in a couple of weeks. I'm concerned about her oral condition. I have recommended to her that, you know, she needs this kind of treatment. She has periodontal disease, blah, blah, blah. And then they feel an obligation to take some level of responsibility about this aspect of their health.
Terrific. That's great. I love that idea. That's the 50-second idea. We can advertise it authentically again. And it reminds me of that, if you can't bring Muhammad to the mountain, bring the mountain to Muhammad.
That I've not heard this, but it's very appropriate.
So if we can't get the GPs to promote good oral maintenance to their patients who have got particular health conditions, let's go straight to the patients themselves. And one of the other ideas, of course, that we did have was having information evenings at your practice where you're talking about this. You're advertising it to your local community, to your existing client base, and the local community, that will include clients of other dental practices. But come along to this free information evening. You're going to get a sandwich and a cup of tea, or a sandwich and a glass of wine, depending on what you'd like to offer. I'd go to the second one. And you have a little mini presentation. So you turn all the waiting room chairs around to face one blank wall where there's going to be a very quick PowerPoint presentation, just 10 minutes, where you're going over the broad aspects of why oral health is important if you have diabetes. You do another one, why it's important if you've got cardiac issues, et cetera. You can continue on with these open houses when you start talking about, you know, what orthodontic options there are available out there, why we suggest removing wisdom teeth. So things that your local community members do have questions about, and we can have these information evenings. And so if we can't get the GPs to encourage their patients to come in and get this aspect of their health right, so it's in support of their health, then go straight to the patients and make sure they're educated about it.
That's right. Fantastic input, Julie.
So we delivered 51-ish ideas on how to market your dental practice, not just to new patients so they come in, but to your existing patients as well, because it's not just about marketing to the people that haven't seen you yet. We want to attract great patients, absolutely, but we want to keep great patients. And so those marketing efforts have to continue on with our existing client base, don't they, Minnie?
Absolutely. Yeah. And just one other area that comes to mind a bit randomly, but the other thing, there seems to be, you know, a lot of issues surrounding cancer at this time, and we had lockdowns and things have gone too long without being looked after, all that sort of thing. So cancer and oral health is another big area to be writing to the GPs about, you know, with each patient that you've got going through that kind of treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. Spot on, spot on.
Yeah, we've got to start stomping our feet a little bit and make them listen.
What do they say? The squeaky wheel gets the attention. We've got to be squeaky wheels.
That's right. Yeah.
And so if you are intrigued about becoming a member of the club, as we mentioned before, it's just $70 per month to become a member. You can cancel your membership at any time. But when you become a member, you get access to the library of over 100 Lunch and Learns immediately. And you get to hear about our 51 great ideas to market your practice as well. And on top of that, you can get to come along to these mastermind and mentoring sessions every month and get a whole bunch of information and questions answered so you can move boldly forward, far more confident in the contribution that you're making to your dental practice success as well. So we welcome you to come on board.
Every time Julie and I are online together, there's sure to be a little nugget of gold.
Oh, yes, and a few laughs. And bring your glass of wine. It's an evening session after all.
That's right.
So we hope to see you as a member in the club, even if you just want to try it out for a period of time and see what you think. Existing club members, look forward to these 51 terrific ideas on marketing your dental practice to new patients and your existing patients to make sure you are filling those appointment books up and being wildly, wildly successful. Thanks so much for this start of our monthly episode on the JPPS podcast meeting. It's going to be fun.
Thank you, Julie.
And we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed today's podcast, then you should come along and join the club. The club is a whole library of lunch and learns, with new lunch and learns being produced all the time, that help your dental team gain greater success in your systems, in your team behaviors, in your patient management, in your patient engagement, in their treatment plans. They are usually around half an hour in length. And so team members can sit down, be paid for their lunch break, eat lunch while they're being inspired and delivered all of these insights and strategies that can be implemented so you all achieve greater levels of success. Also, Amina and I, my buddy from Dental Management Expertise, have a company, Dental Business Mastery, together. And our flagship online one-year course for dental practice managers and dental practice owners to learn how to very successfully manage your dental practice is available. Head over to dentalbusinessmastery.com.au to find out more information and has information about any other courses that we've got available. Also, make sure you do jump onto my website, julieparkerpracticesuccess.com.au, and you will see a whole load of free information. There are articles, the blog, downloads, templates, a whole load of things that are designed to help you overcome any specific challenge that you've got going on in your practice at the moment. If you have any suggestions of topics or guests that I can have on the podcast, please let me know. Thanks for listening.